What's up, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and it's been a while since I've come to you in this facility or this venue or in this manner or in this setting. And the reason I'm coming to you today is because, first of all, I want you to see me. Second of all, I want to see you seeing me. Third of all, I want to see me. Fourth of all, it's me. Fifth of all, see the fourth of all. Sixth of all, see the fifth of all, which tells you to see the fourth of all, which tells you that it's me. Okay, enough of that. The reason I'm cutting this on, and it's almost embarrassing. It is truly almost embarrassing in that when I stayed in Youngstown, and I stayed at the DoubleTree, best hotel in Youngstown. Wouldn't recommend it though. It's downtown. Not a lot going on down there. And during the week, hotel is empty. It's like a mausoleum. If you want privacy and seclusion in a darker, heavier setting, nostalgic, old office building, big wooden doors, in a first-class, four-star hotel, the DoubleTree is for you. Seclusion. I had a good view, too. But they had a treadmill. They had a nice little workout facility in the basement because there wasn't much to do down there. And I asked the person, you know, what is there to do? And they were like, nothing. So I got on the treadmill. And as you probably know, I love me a treadmill. I love me a treadmill ever since I got into this walking. Because you get on a treadmill, you can put it at 3.6, 3.8 miles an hour. And it maintains a pace. A pace that seems, you know, pretty heavy for you. You know, pretty steady, strenuous pace, and it feels good. And walking, it's kind of hard to maintain that pace without, you know, mental discipline to stay on it, because you can slow down and you'll speed up and you look here, you look there, you get distracted. So I'm loving me a treadmill. So I'm out there walking today, and I tried to Google an app at the Play Store to see if I can get a walking speedometer to tell me how fast I'm walking. I Googled one, downloaded, installed it. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your walking pedometer? I couldn't. I installed it and just said, you know, I'm a man of mind over matter and man over mind. Ooh. Mind over matter and man over mind. Mind over matter and man over mind. Anyway, so I just started walking, you know, with an increased pace. You know, I see other people walking. I try to keep up with them, or I try to pass them no matter how far they are, just to have an incentive. And so I just walk real hard and real fast. And it was almost embarrassing to the fact that I think I almost cut like a half hour off my regular walk. I usually leave at 9:15, get back at 11. And walk 4.7 miles, 4.8 miles. Today, I kind of increased the pace, quote unquote, power walked. And I wanted to check the time, and I tried to stay on it. I didn't jog. I thought about jogging, but I didn't. I just kept that steady pace, head down, you know, just look, concentrating on walking, just literally concentrating on walking. No, you know, walking, talking, no shooting videos, no being on my phone, well, at least less on my phone, and just walking as hard as I could. Do you know I cut a half hour off my pace, off my time, I think? And that's embarrassing. I mean, I've been walking for 2 years at a pace that's just ridiculously slow. So I'm going to try it again tomorrow to see what happens, but because if I leave at 9:15 and get back at 11, that's what I'm used to doing. Get back at 11, 10:55, 11:02, right in there. Today I left probably a little bit earlier. And the other day I left a little bit earlier. Yesterday, day before yesterday, or whatever. No, it wasn't the day before yesterday. The day before yesterday, I didn't do no steps. That's why I was up to like 227, 226 yesterday on the scale. 218, 221 today before I walked, 218 after I walked. So for me to get home at like 10:30 and cut like a literal half hour off of that walk because I stepped it up is embarrassing. And I just wanted to get on here and tell you that. I just wanted to get on here and share that with you here in Stonehenge. I took this picture, this behind me, on my way to a P-Funk show. That's the life I'm living. That's just the kind of life I'm living, having just got back from seeing P-Funk in New York City. Front row, hanging out with the folks. Seen them in Connecticut. They first show back from pandemic. Gender reveal party. I'm going to be a grandfather. I'm going to have a girl. Hanging out with the family. Good food. It's just too much. It's too much to take. My job. I got like the best job in the freaking world. I mean, these people care about the employees so much that it's irritating to me. I'm not used to that. I'm old school. I'm, you know, old white guy with a whip beating you on the back, making you work harder. Don't make the relation to slavery and Black Lives Matter and make it a racial thing. Even though I did say white, I meant more like the more power monger, modern assembly line, corporate mill, institutionalized work union busting guy. White, not slavery. So everything is not racial, people. Everything is not racial, even though I did induce the racial component. It's not that kind of racial. It's the different kind of racial. I should check to see if this is recording right. Anyway, I'm just used to that old school where the manager's on you, on your ass. Do this, do that, faster, quicker, stronger. I'm just used to that. And I've learned to respond to that. At this place where I work at now, it's just so, they're so nice and nobody says no. No is like a whole sentence now. It's like, well, you know, we don't usually, and everything is just so polite and on board. And even when I got in trouble at HR, it was a wonderful experience. Why the hell did I go down this road? Oh, because I was talking about how I'm used to the old school type of work where the manager's all on your ass and still don't know why I'm on that. I was talking about Stonehenge, P-Funk. Oh, I love my job because I love my job. I mean, I just love my job. I love my career. I built my career. I'm at a point now where I can survive off my career because of my skill set and the demand for my skill set. I kept my career, my profession, my accreditation, and my experience current and to something that's in demand. You know, I did that mostly intentionally. Some of it may have been luck. Some of it may have been just foreseeing what I thought was to come and making that transition. And I think the transition that I made without really noticing it was to go from desktop support to help desk. Going from desktop, running around the building, going to people's desks, touching their computers, going in their offices, you know, deploying equipment, retrieving equipment. That kind of support to 100% phones. I had done it before at Providence Tarzana. And I was trained by a lady who was just hardcore. She was just hardcore. And so I got a really good training. No paper. You just answer the phone. Don't write nothing down. No paper. So that's the way I was raised to do it. And, you know, I did pretty good. So when I came here and they gave me a chance at the company I'm working at now, real liberal, could have been an affirmative action thing. It could have been a strive for diversity. That's just the kind of company it is. All day long in my inbox, allyship and intersectionality and, you know, black staff group. I mean, just anything, help, meditation, yoga, foods, travel, support, constantly. Headspace, just constantly in my inbox. And there was a time when I was into all that new agey kind of stuff. There was definitely a time where I was just all into that new agey stuff. And I thought that was the way to go. It's not that I don't think that's the way to go now. I think it's a little bit overdone. I think when things get overdone is when I pull back. It's not that I'm against Black Lives Matter. It's just it's overdone now. It's overcooked. Oh, my God. Give us a break. Can I just watch a freaking basketball game without seeing this and that? We get it. We get it. You're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the choir. The people who see in all these things are the people who already agree with you. How did I get down this road? How did I get down this road? But anyway, I mean, it's just complacency. Things are just really good. I need a sense of urgency. I need to get on something. I got music here. I got art. I got creativity. I got tools. I got resources. I got people resources. I got people around me. I need to have a recording session. I need to get Mello over here. Yes, I said Mello. I need to get Mello, Ray Houston over here, and Mark Lee, and to get those two together and to do what they do. It's been too long since they've done it. And it's special when us three are here, and there's no script. It's just, we put on some drums and I just let them go. And they just, you know, they flow back and forth. And she'll go off into her own little Mello thing. If you know Mello, she does her thing. And then Mark, you know, he has his style, and they mesh. And they seem to work, you know, together. And I'm here just recording it, loving it in my living room. Just loving every minute of it. Going, mine, 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 mine. In fact, I got enough on her to do a whole album. I've been telling her I need to release an album. Yeah. It's here, yo. Between them two to release an album. But what was I talking about? Oh, that half hour. Can you imagine that? In fact, that's why I could stop here and do this now, because I was a whole half hour earlier than what I'm used to, and I like having the extra time. I love having extra time. You know, I'm the guy who's at the gate, the airport gate. I'm at the gate 2 hours before the plane takes off. Not getting to the airport, not leaving the airport, not dropping the rental car off 2 hours. I am at the gate, and probably with my smoothie and my, what are those garlic crunchy things? Those gordetos, what is it called? Something. I'm going to look them up. It's like the crunchy kind of like crouton bread pretzel garlicky stuff at the airport that you pay $8 for. Go to the airport and you just say, all right, I'm hungry. It's going to cost me. I'm just going to have to pay $19. See, I need to cut my hair too. I'm just going to have to pay $19 for these two bags of potato chips because that's what I want. And then I found that they stopped making smoothies because of the pandemic. No microwaves in hotels because of the pandemic. That's why brothers got to get used to eating up their food with air dryers or putting it in a Ziploc bag and putting it in the sink with hot water. You know, that works. And it works kind of fast, too. Amazing. I think my mother told me about that one. You know, my mother said that. I'm like, ah. You know, my mother, I ain't gonna lie. My mother told me stuff. I go, ah. And I think that's what I'm supposed to do. I think that's what my generation is supposed to do. When the previous generation tells me something, I'm supposed to go, ah. I want to do it my way. I'm sure that they did the same thing to their parents. It's just hard to... It's not hard. It's hard to hear your parents. I don't know why. It's just hard to hear. You go, ah. And then months or weeks or whatever later, you go, oh. And you feel bad. And you call them and you tell them. Oh, my mother. But one thing I say about my mother, though, I'll ask her something. And I'll get an answer. And usually I get an answer from her response. Now, usually it could be because I'm bouncing off of her response, or her response triggers me in a certain way, or, and, you know, very seldom, just probably just the way I am, is it that, you know, something she says I agree with for whatever reason. I don't know. It's just disposition. It's probably just a disposition. I don't know. It's probably mother, son, or just me, or my cantankerousness, or whatever. I don't know. But from what her response is, I can analyze it, find out where I agree or disagree with it, and then come get to a conclusion. You know, so either way, if I accept her, you know, I always listen to what she says. Now, if I take it and use it, I'll get something. And if I don't use it, I'll even get something. You know, so it's always good to have that. And I'm going out there tonight. Blah, 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 blah. Hopefully my weight was 218 today after the walk, which is good, which is like down, what, 9 pounds? Which is down like 9 pounds from when it was at its peak over this weekend, this last weekend when I just got back from Ohio, 2 weeks in Ohio, 4 days not working, eating like an idiot, having a good time, just indulging in it. It's just too good. It is just too good. Food, funk, family, travel, the park, hanging out. Then work, and then I get to come home. And then I get to come home to this, to all of this. I get to come home to all of this and work at a job that I love, making enough money where I'm completely satisfied. As I've said before, if they told me to lick the floors, I'd be like, okay, wait a minute now. You asking me to lick the floors? You want me to lick the floors? Okay, 1 second. Let me go brush my teeth to make sure my mouth is clean so that I don't get none of that nasty dirt that's in my mouth on your clean floors. Okay, I'll be right back. They got me. I signed up for it. I'm all in. Once you make a decision, it's no longer a problem. Once you take something that may or may not be a problem and you make a decision about it, it's no longer a problem. It's a choice. And once you make a decision about the direction or plans or how to execute or do this or that, a lot of the pressure comes off. And I buy into this place. I buy into this company when I work. I'm all in. It's all in. It's just like this company is like my semi-god. Yeah, I can't say God because nobody is. I'm just not that loyal or that following or that subservient to anything. But as far as it goes for me, this job is God. Whatever they say do, I'm like, yes. Yes. Whatever they say do is right. Whatever they want is right. Whatever they say do, I'm doing. And that's just because of my experience so far, you know, which hasn't led me into anything that, you know, too questionable or I was too leery about because of the people and my supervisor and everything's just so cool. It's just that you just go until you get to a point where, all right, I don't want to do this anymore. Then that's it. I'm going to keep doing whatever they ask me as long as I'm doing it. And then one day I might just say, I can't do this anymore. It's happened before. I just walked off a job. Packed my shit up and just walked off out the clear blue. I just couldn't take it no more. I literally could not sit in that thing and take it anymore. Part of it was ego. Part of it thought I was, you know, at a certain place where I thought I could go out and do better. I had money. I had some stuff saved. I had this. I had that. I felt not invincible, but I felt like I could step out like that. And I did. I just picked up my stuff and walked off the job. It was like the best job I've ever had. It was like the best job I ever had. No, I take that back. It was my favorite job at the time. And that might have been my favorite job that I've had at that time. But it was definitely still my most favorite job. Entertainment industry, artists and entertainment, Santa Monica on Colorado Boulevard. I used to go to the beach for lunch. It was just entertainment, beautiful people, just eclectic, crazy, energetic CEOs. I had run of the building. Everybody knew me. I was Jeffrey. I could just be Jeffrey all day long. And it was fantastic. But now I'm on the phones that I like it too. Now I'm on the phones that I like being on the phones. You can see my breakfast here. Or can you? Can you see that? I probably need to adjust it. But I need to eat. All right. So let's just see how this came out. I probably should have tested it. I never do tests. I just talk for 18 minutes. Lord. Oops. I just did 18 minutes on the humbug. And it's 11:41. I got to get ready for dress. I got to work for get ready. I got to get ready to work dress. Dress work for me, Jeffrey. See, stop, go. Dick Jane spot. Green Eggs and Ham, Childcraft Books, Elementary Electronics. That was the magazine I got. Elementary Electronics. Loved that magazine. Loved it. Anyhow, that's enough. In a bag.